姊妹们，朋友们，早安。
Brothers and sisters and friends, good morning.
感谢主，让我们能够再聚在他的跟前。
We thank our Lord that we can gather before Him.
但是每一次要讲道之前都觉得很为难。
And every time as I try to share, I feel the difficulty.
因为主的话实在是太奇妙、太丰富。
Because His word is so wonderful.
好像远超过我的心。 我的头脑所能够领会，所能够整理，所能够传讲。
It's a way beyond me, beyond my mind and my heart.
盼望圣灵更多直接教导我们。
May the Holy Spirit Himself will teach each one of us.
借着一点简单的交通，让我们能够摸到那个后面极其广大无边的实际。
Pray that through a very simple fellowship, we can touch the vast reality behind it.
今天我还要继续。 从摩西的经历来和弟兄姊妹们交通关乎生命的事情。
Today I would like to share something concerning life through the experiences of Moses.
我想讲一个题目，就是生命的信心。
The topic will be faith in life.
这个对于我们整个一生生命的塑造，可以说是一个根基的东西。
I think this is a foundation for our life growth.
缺少对神的信心。
If we are lacking the faith toward God.
或是这个信心。 不够实在
or that faith is not real
都将使我们的生命的建造受到亏损
that will be cause much damage to our life
那也一定叫我们从主那边所要得的奖赏受到严重的亏损
that will be much damage to the reward we are to receive from the Lord
盼望借着摩西的经历真的是帮助我们
hope that we can get help from the experiences of Moses
所以这位看不见的主有心灵里头
So that we can see from our heart the unseen Lord.
对他所有整个的计划，在我们心中真是有一幅清楚的蓝图。
We can see the blueprint of His plan.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们每一次这样的聚集
，Every time as we gather this in this way，
我们盼望不是变成一个形式或者是习惯。
We hope that it is not just out of habit or some kind of formality.
特别是在主要回来日子很近的时候
，Especially when His return is so imminent.
我真是盼望我们每一位弟兄姊妹都把握每一次聚会的机会。
I hope that every one of us can lay hold of the opportunity that we can gather together.
因为很快主就要回来。
Very soon He shall return.
我们所有在地上的预备就过去了。
And all our preparation on earth will become past.
我们当时生命的光景怎样，那就是这样进去。
And then we will come into His glory based on our condition then.
但是若我们还没有达到神所要的光景，
If we have not yet achieved the condition that God desires of us,
那就将是我们开始哀哭切齿的时候。
And that we will be weeping in the darkness.
虽然主用1000年让我们来补课，
Although we still have another 1000 years for us to make up,
但是那1000年将是我们一个无尽的痛苦捶胸顿足的1000年。
And yet, that we will be in deep regret in those 1000 years.
所以我们有机会在这里一同聚集的弟兄姊妹。
So for all of us who are gathering here,
巴不得圣灵苏醒我们的心。
May the Holy Spirit refresh our heart.
把我们从一切好像是模糊的、好像不够实在的光景中间，整个把我们恢复过来。
May the Holy Spirit quicken our heart so that we can be delivered from everything that is a false. Unreal.
所以使我们对于这位主有个真实的看见。
So that we can have a true seeing of this Lord.
对他在我们身上的这个旨意有个真实的认识。
We can have a true understanding about His purpose for us.
对他所要成就在我们个人和整个团体上面的旨意能够有爱慕，有一个热切的追求。
We have a firm pursuit and a true understanding about His purpose for us as individually and also corporately.
好像摩西那样。
Just like Moses did.
因为神不是只要叫摩西一个人都做这个。
Because God's purpose didn't just intend for Moses to receive him personally.
他乃是一个榜样。
He was an example.
像主耶稣来到地上做榜样一样。
Just like Christ was sent to the earth to be an example for us.
神所盼望的是众子都走荣耀，一同进入荣耀。
God's purpose is for all His sons to enter into glory.
所以我们来一起再来读一些经文。So
that let's first begin with reading some passage.
首先，我们来读《使徒行传》第7章。First
will be in Book of Acts, chapter 7.
第17到37节。
17 to verses 17 to 37.
我们这样子好不好？因为时间的缘故啊，我们可能只能够大家中英文一同念。
Because of time, we're going to read together either in Chinese or in English.
那我们所有弟兄姊妹，大家就是你拿着你的圣经，认认真真的念好吗
？Let's read it with our heart.
如果你手上没有圣经，旁边的弟兄姊妹帮忙一下，因为这个经文蛮长的哈，那没有念的话太可惜。那个希望能够一起看一下，有没有你旁边的弟兄姊妹没有圣经的？
We want to make sure everybody has a copy of the Bible.
他们怎么没有圣经？如果你的座位上有圣经的话，抽出来给没有的弟兄姊妹一下。
Please pass the Bibles to those who don't have.
不管我们的道能不能帮助你
，No matter whether our message can help you，
至少神的话是一定能帮助你的。
But it is for sure that God's word can help you。
所以盼望早晨，我们至少把神的话读到我们心里面去。
I think to the minimum we need to read God's word into our hearts。
使徒行传第七章第十七节到三十七节。
Acts chapter 17, verse 17 to verse.37.
我们中英文的弟兄姊妹都一起练啊！我们练你的版本，我们再一起练啊！来
，Let's read.
直至神应许亚伯拉罕的日期将到，以色列民在埃及兴盛众多，直到有不晓得约瑟的新王兴起，他用诡计待我们的宗族，苦害我们的祖宗，叫他们丢弃婴孩，使婴孩不能存活。那时摩西生下来，俊美非凡。在他父亲家里抚养了三个月，他被丢弃的时候，法老的女儿死了去，养为自己的儿子。摩西学了埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都有才能。他将到四十岁，心中起意去看望他的弟兄以色列人。到了那里，见他们一个人受冤屈，就护庇他，为那受欺压的人报仇。打死了那埃及人，他以为弟兄必明白神是借他的手搭救他们，他们却不明白。第二天遇见两个以色列人争斗，就劝他们和睦，说你们二位是弟兄，为什么彼此欺负呢？那欺负邻舍的把他推开，说谁与你做我们的首领和审判官呢？难道你要杀我，像昨天杀那埃及人吗？摩西听见这话就逃走了，寄居于米甸，在那里生了两个儿子。过了四十年，在西奈山的旷野，有一位天使从荆棘火焰中向摩西显现。摩西见了那异象，便觉稀奇。近前观看的时候，有主的声音说：“我是你列祖的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。”摩西战战兢兢，不敢观看。主对他说：“把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。他们悲叹的声音，我也听见了。我下来要救他们。你来，我要差你往埃及去。”这摩西就是百姓弃绝说：“谁立你做我们的首领和审判官的？”神却借那在荆棘中显现之使者的手，差派他做首领、做救赎的，自连领百姓出来，在埃及、在红海、在旷野四十年间行了奇事神迹。那曾对以色列人说：“神要从你们弟兄中间给你们兴起一位先知像我的，就是这位摩西。”接着我们来读希伯来书第十一章。
The next will be Hebrews chapter 11.
我们读第一、第二节，然后到二十三到二十九节。
There will be from verses 1 to 2 and then verses from 23 to 29.
希伯来书第十一章
Hebrews chapter 11
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
好，都翻到以后，我们也是一起练。我们先念第一、第二，然后再跳到二十三。
We're going to read from verse 1 and 2 and then verse 23.
来
，together.
信就是守望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据。二十三
，verse 23.
摩西生下来，他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子，就因着信把他藏了三个月，并不怕亡命。摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他想望所要得的赏赐。他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。他因着信就守逾越节，行洒血的礼，免得那灭长子的临近以色列人。他们因着信过红海如行干地，埃及人试着要过去就被吞灭了。最后我们来读生命记第三十四章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 34.
旧约的第五卷书最后一章。
There's a fifth book in the Old Testament.
第三十四章我们要读十到十二节。
Chapter 34, we're going to read verse 11 and 12.
第三十四章，十到十二。
10 to 12, sorry.
生命记。
Deuteronomy.
第三十四章第十节，我们大家一同来。以后以色列中再没有兴起先知像摩西的，他是耶和华面对面所认识的。耶和华打发他在埃及地向法老和他一切臣仆，并他的权力行各样神迹奇事，又在以色列众人眼前显大能的手，行一切大而可畏的事。我们再有点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主，我们真是满心感谢你。
Lord, we give you thanks with our whole heart.
在人类历史这几千年中
，In human history of a couple thousand years,
你曾借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
Lord, you have talked to our forefathers through the prophets,
并且你亲自来到地上向我们来晓谕。
And you also came to earth to speak to us.
主，我们感觉我们是最蒙福的一般人。
Lord, we feel like we are the most blessed.
因为你所有一切的作为都让我们看见了。
Because you have revealed all your deeds to us.
从旧约到新约。
From the Old Testament time until the new.
从以色列国到教会。
From the nation of Israel to your church.
主，我们应当有理由相信。
Lord, we have a full reason to believe.
你永远是信实可靠的神。
You are always the faithful God.
凡信靠你的人必永不羞愧。
Whoever trusts in you will not be put to shame.
在基督里的应许无论有多少。
No matter how many promises in Christ,
在你永远都是真的。
It's always Amen.
主啊，让我们来信靠你。
Lord, teach us how to trust in you.
我们感觉时间只剩一点点。
Lord, feel like time is so short.
主啊，我们的信还没有赶上你整个的计划。
Our faith cannot go along with your plan.
以至于你的教会仍然软弱。
So your church is still very weak.
见证仍然微薄。
Our testimony is very weak.
主啊，求你施恩怜悯我们。
Lord, may you have a mercy on us.
借着一次又一次的传讲。
So through message after message.
让凡有心的人都得你的建立。
So all those who have a heart would be established by you.
让你兴起更多的人来。
Pray that you will raise more people.
成为耶稣基督的见证。
To become the testimony about Christ Jesus.
效法摩西的信心。
To imitate the faith that is in Moses.
我们把今天的时间恭敬交在主的手中。
We just leave the following time into your hands.
求你与我们同在。
Pray that you will be with us.
解开你的话语。
explain your own word.
亲自高摩讲的、翻译的和听的弟兄姊妹们。
Anoint those who are speaking and translating, and also who are listening.
叫我们的信心都能够如同火被点燃一样。
So our faith can be again be ignited like a flame.
感谢你听我们的祷告。
We thank you for listening to our prayer.
奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' most precious name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们知道在旧约圣经里头
We know in the Old Testament
神曾经用了许多人来预表的他的儿子主耶稣
God has used many people to as a type for his son Jesus Christ
那我们是可以首先在旧约里面看见神怎么样在人身上工作
And through the history of the Old Testament we can see God's work on man
看见在信的人神所显的能力是何等的浩大
We can see that God's power on those who believe in Him.
这些都不在乎这个人本身的出身，也不在乎他的聪明。
It doesn't matter about who the people was and then, or how intelligent he was.
只在乎他们能不能相信神。
The only essential matter is whether they can trust in God.
只在乎他们能不能因信而成为一个顺服和忠心的人。
Whether they could become because of a faith in obedience.To follow the Lord.
这对我们真的是一个何等大的鼓舞。
It's such an encouragement to each one of us.
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天在世界里面我们读书也好工作也好
In this world, whether we are at work or in school.
我们会感觉到我们的天生可能是不如别人的。
And sometimes we feel like we kind of fall short comparing to others.
我们没有别人那么聪明。
We may not be as smart.
我也没有别人那么有钱的父母。
And we probably don't have a very good background either.
可以把我送到最好的学校，甚至再加上补习。
Or our parents can afford us to send to the best school.
或是我们的机会也没有那么好。
Or our opportunities are not as good.
以致我们心中有很多的叹息，很多的无奈。
So that there is a lot of frustration and sigh within us.
但是在基督里。
And yet in Christ,
所有的一切都是公平的。
There's equality in Christ.
像我们今天这十一位受浸归入主耶稣名下的弟兄姊妹们。
Just like the 11 who were just baptized into the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他们今天所得着的生命跟我们所得着的是一样的。
The life they receive is very much the same what we have.
跟众先知和众使徒们所得的生命也是一样的。
Also the same as those prophets and apostles had.
所以神给我们一个完全的平等。
So there is a complete equality in God.
也给我们所有公平的机会。
And he also grant us equal opportunities.
或者是说我们在北美的弟兄姊妹，我们还得出更多的机会。
Or we can say that for those who are in the North America, we have a more opportunity given.
因为今天在很多的地方，他们的信主是不被许可的。
Because there are many corners in this world, their faith was not allowed.
他们的受浸可能是受逼迫，也可能是被杀的。
Once they were baptized, they may be persecuted or be killed.
他们的聚会是只能够暗地里，只能够找到这个人都看不见的地方，在人都不想起床的时候。
They may just gather in secret.
而我们呢
？And for us,
神给我们真的是一个敞开的聚会。
And God allows us to gather in public.
各种的聚会。
In the various meetings.
并且今天神给我们就是全民祭司的这个看见。
And God also opened our eyes to see that all of us are priests.
凡是肯追求的弟兄姊妹
who those who are willing to pursue,
凡是你的生命和恩赐显明的弟兄姊妹
for those who has been manifested in life and also in spiritual gifts,
在神的教会里所有的机会都是公平的
There's an equal opportunity in his church.
神真是巴不得使用我们
God is so willing to use us.
但是在这许多大好的情况当中
And yet in this great opportunity,
我们似乎看见我们并没有达到神的期望
It seems we didn't reach to the expectation of God.
我们所得着的和我们所见证的跟神的恩典还没有相称。
What we have received cannot match up the grace we receive from the Lord.
我们真是需要何等受神的提醒。
How much we need to be reminded by Him.
因为神说多给谁就向谁多要。
Because this is what God says, whoever have received more will be expected more.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要比一比说某某人还没信主呢。
We don't compare ourselves against us, those who are not yet believing in the Lord.
也不要比比说某某人聚会还比我少一些呢。
Or compare us against those who attending the meetings are not yet regular.
这些都是堕落的思想。
This is a fallen thoughts.
我们应该是向着那个标杆。
We should march toward the goal.
就是基督。
That's Christ.
就是神那个丰盛的生命。
That's the abundant life in God.
就是这个丰盛生命所带来的那个大的，在神手中大有功用的这个状况。
That's how we can become useful through that abundant life.
所以在摩西的身上。
So through Moses' life.
我们是在看见神奇妙的作为。
We can see God's miraculous work.
我们看到神怎么样来评论摩西呢？
We can see how God's evaluate Moses.
从生命上来说。
Based on his life.
在民数记第十二章那里。
In Numbers chapter 12.
当米利安、亚伦他们起来攻击摩西的时候。
When Miriam and Aaron's rose up against Moses.
摩西的表现被神称赞。
While Moses' reaction was appreciated by God.
神说他的仆人摩西比世上的众人更谦和。
He said that his servant Moses was more gentle than all others.
这一位不但是在前40年学了埃及的一切学问。
This Moses who learned about all the learnings in Egypt.
并且在80岁之后被神使用行了前所未有的大神迹。
He performed much miracles after He was age 80.
但是他的亲生的哥哥姐姐起来抵挡他。
And yet his fleshy brother and sister rising up against him.
他没有反抗，他没有对付。
He didn't fight against them.
他只有俯伏在神的面前。
He just bowed before the Lord.
所以神称他是世上最谦和的人。
And God.Said that he was the most gentle man on earth.
主耶稣在马太福音第十一章这样告诉我们。
In chapter 11 of Matthew,
他说：“我的心里柔和谦卑。”
The Lord said that I am gentle and tender in heart.
你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
You shall bear my yoke and take my burden.
In my likeness.
In my likeness.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Because my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
神用摩西来预表他的儿子。
God used Moses as a type for his son Jesus.
把他生命总结在柔和谦卑。
He summarized his life in meekness and gentle.
然后在侍奉上。
And also in his service.
我们知道摩西是整个侍奉圣经中侍奉的一个代表人物。
We also see that Moses is a model for service.
神把他的一生整整齐齐写成三个四十岁。
In his life can be classified into 340 years.
然后神在希伯来书第三章这样告诉我们。
And in Hebrews chapter 3,
他说摩西在神的全家诚然尽忠。
He said that Moses was the faithful servant in his household.
然后后面就讲到基督为儿子治理神的家。
And later he says that Jesus is the Son of God, rules over his household.
再一次神把摩西预表主耶稣和我们向我们述说。
Again, we can see the type of Moses for Jesus Christ.
摩西在侍奉上显出什么呢？
What did Moses manifest in his service?
向神绝对的顺服。
Is a absolute obedience.
向神完全的忠心。
Is a complete.
所以神说摩西在神的家全然尽忠。
So that's what he says that Moses was a faithful servant over his household.
这是神对我们在侍奉上最大的要求。
This is the highest demand of God for our service.
不是我们有多热心。
It's not how zealous we are.
不是我们有多勤奋。
It's not how diligent we are.
而是我们是否能够照着神的旨意。
It's whether we can serve him according to his will.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
当我们弟兄们在这里述说神对我们的旨意，神对教会旨意的时候。
So as our brothers are sharing with us, God's purpose concerning us and concerning his church.
我真是要恳求我们的弟兄姊妹们，我们大家都来努力。
I urge each one of us we can pursue together.
把它听进去。
We can listen, take the word into our hearts.
用在我们的侍奉中。
And put that into our service.
摩西怎样建造会幕。
How Moses built the tabernacle.
我们照样来建造教会。
We also, in the same manner, we're going to build his church.
所以神能够最后跟摩西对摩西这样说。
So at the end, God can say to Moses.
神怎样吩咐摩西，摩西都照样的做了。
However, God commanded Moses. Moses did accordingly.
一根线，一个材料。
No matter it's a thread or any material.
一个颜色，一个尺寸。
Either a color or any measurement.
任何的形状。
Any kind of shape.
神都没有让摩西自己定规。
God didn't allow Moses to make a decision on that.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
我觉得今天我们真是要感谢神。
We really want to give our thanks to our Lord.
有弟兄在这里来告诉我们神建造教会的蓝图。
Our brothers share with us about the blueprint of God's building in His church.
神今天对整个教会的期望。
God's expectation for His church.
如果我们相信了
，If we believe in that，
如果我们照着这些话去做了
，If we put that into practice，
教会的光景不晓得多好。
That will be a wonderful condition for His church.
主也可以更快的回来。
And God's, our Lord's return can be hastened.
然后在摩西整个一生终了的时候
，At the end of Moses' life，
就是刚才我们读的《生命记》第34章。
It's just the passage we just read in Deuteronomy 34.
神说，以后在以色列中没有再兴起先知像摩西的。
God says that there shall be no prophets raised up like Moses.
他忠心的仆人，无论在生命上。在侍奉上让神这么的满意。
God is well pleased with his faithful servant in his life and also in his service.
所以神说他是耶和华所面对面所认识的。
So God's word says that he was the one God knew him face to face.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天都渴望能够多多的遇见神。
Brother and sister, we have this desire to know God in a deeper way.
我们都渴望说，当我祷告的时候，神就正在垂听。
We hope that as we pray, God is listening.
当我有任何需要的时候，神都知道，他都不会误事，也不会误时。
Whenever we have a need, God knows and God will provide in a timely manner.
摩西所信的神跟我们所信的是同一位。
And the God we believe in is the same God Moses believed in.
但是我们的经历如果赶不上。
And yet, if our experiences cannot match up with Moses,
因为我们还没有摩西那样的对付
because we haven't gone through the dealings as Moses did.
在摩西的一生中间
because through the life of Moses,
神曾经在他身上做了许多严厉的对付
God has dealt Moses severely.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们来看看摩西怎么样成为摩西
So we will see how Moses become Moses.
盼望我们也有这样的羡慕。
So hope that we also have this kind of yearning.
我们说主啊，不是光给摩西。
We pray that it's not this the grace is not just for Moses.
也是给我们每一位神的儿女的。
It is also for each one of us.
啊，这整个的摩西的成长、侍奉，他的根是什么呢
？What's the root of his growth and his service?
就是信心。
It's faith.
信心。
Faith.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们得救的时候
，But and sister, when we believe in the Lord,
我们。有信心
We have faith.
因为我们知道这一位神给的救恩是可信的
Because we come to know that the salvation from God is trustworthy.
所以我们才接受他
So we receive him.
我们才决定受浸归到他的名下
And we have made decision to be baptized into his name.
但是非常可惜的
But very pitiful.
很多的人进了这个浸池踏过这条他这个关卡之后
A lot of us, once we kind of go over the threshold,
就开始走自己的道路
and then we're gonna go on our own ways.
就按照自己的思想
we do things according to our own thinking.
随着自己的喜欢
our own preference.
以至于我们失去了神要给我们更大的祝福，更大的奖赏
to the point that we miss out the reward God has prepared for us.
我们非常的保留自己
we try to hold on to ourselves.
我们非常的爱我们自己
we love ourselves so dearly.
我们的时间我们的力量我们都多多的保留为着自己
We kind of hold out our time and our strength for ourselves
但是只有像摩西这样
But only when we can become like Moses
把自己毫无保留的奉献给神
He offered himself without any reservation to God
在信心中跟随神走完这一生的路程
He followed the Lord in faith to finish his journey
这就是我们今天所要来看的
So this is what we try to look at today
我们知道摩西出生的时代
We know the when Moses was born
是已经在神应许亚伯拉罕之后可能有已经有差不多400多年
It's about 400 some years after God promised Abraham
神有一天在跟亚伯拉罕这样的应许
One day God promised Abraham this way
就是 你的子孙要进到一个外邦的地国土。
Your descendants will enter into a foreign land.
而且那地的人要苦待他们400年。
And they will be mistreated in that land for 400 years.
但是神给他一个坚定不移的应许。
And yet God gave him a firm promise.
到的时候我一定要把他们从那里领出来。
When time comes, I will lead them out of that land.
到了那个时候我一定要从那里把他们领出来。
When time comes, I will lead them out of the land.
并且神明说到了第四代他们就要回来。
And God says that in their fourth generation, they shall return.
亚伯拉罕把这个信心传给了以撒。
Abraham passed on the faith to Isaac.
以撒传给雅各。
Isaac to Jacob.
雅各传给他的十二个儿子。
And Jacob to his 12 sons.
他儿子中间有一个叫利未。
And one of his sons is called Levi.
摩西就是一个利未的男子和一个利未的女子所生的一个儿子。
Moses' parents are Levites.
但是当他出生的时候
And yet when Moses was born,
他的父母不是带着欢欣鼓舞的心情来迎接这个小孩。
Their parents didn't receive the new birth with a joyful heart.
在母亲经过惨难之苦身心都非常的困倦的时候
After going through a much travail,The mother gave birth to Moses.
本来应该看见这个新生的儿子满心的喜乐。
Normally speaking, the mother should be filled with joy seeing the new life.
可是笼罩在这个家庭的却是一个死亡的阴影。
And yet, at that time, the atmosphere of death filled this household.
因为那时候有一个不认识约瑟的王起来。
Because at that time, the king in Egypt didn't know Joseph.
下令要把所有以色列人、希伯来人的儿子所生的男婴统统丢到河里面去淹死。
And he has a command to throw all the newborn Hebrew boys into water to be drowned.
成为以色列人的噩梦。
It has become a nightmare to all Israelites.
在历史上曾经撒旦用了许多的方法要来除灭犹太人。
In throughout history, Satan has used many schemes to try to destroy Israelites.
他要来斩断主耶稣来到地上的那条线。
He tried to cut off the line which Jesus was from.
但是全能的神永远胜过撒旦的诡计。
And yet Almighty God always overcame his enemy.
所以摩西在这样一个严峻的情势底下被保全下来。
And through that, Moses was preserved.
圣经告诉我们说，他的父母因着信就把他藏了三个月，并不怕亡命。
The Bible told us that because of faith, his parents kept him for 3 months.
从出埃及记第二章里面，我们更看见这个信心更重要是在他母亲的身上。
From Exodus chapter 2, we can see that the faith more on his mother's side.
因为母亲看见这孩子真是可爱。
Because a mother saw the boys was lovely.
这么的俊美。
So beautiful.
所以他不怕王的兵。
So she was not afraid of any of a Pharaoh.
把摩西藏在家里藏了三个月。
So she kept Moses at home for 3 months.
我们知道，在这种情形之下，藏小孩的这个家庭是肯定是一家都遭殃的。
We know that once if the child is discovered, then the whole household will under the punishment.
但是摩西的母亲约基别，她相信神。
And yet Moses' mom believed in God.
其实在那个时代
Actually, at that time,
以色列人他们的信心可以说是已经非常非常的低落。
For the faith of Israel at that time was very, very weak.
因为我们要知道他们的背景。
But we need to know a little bit about their background.
当时他们并还没有一个敬拜的中心像会幕或是圣殿。
At that time, they didn't have a center for worship like a tabernacle or temple.
他们只不过是因着神像亚伯拉罕显现然后把信心传给以撒、雅各然后就雅各就带着他的儿女们70个人进到埃及去了。
They received the faith that's for Abraham to Isaac to Jacob and Jacob unto his 12 sons and then 70 souls was later entering into the land of Canaan.
这么一个薄弱的这个信仰根基。
Into the land of Egypt. And their faith, their belief was very weak.
没有圣经可以读。
They didn't have a God's word.
没有敬拜聚会的地方。
There's no place for them to gather to worship.
他们只不过被打发去做砖、去和泥，到田里面去工作。
They were put into hard labor.
并且他们天天就是要面对那个督工的 严厉的鞭打和责骂。
They have to face the harsh from their taskmasters.
他们可以说，不仅是没有人的尊严，而且他们的性命遭报不保夕。
And they've lost their dignity, and they also have a danger of losing their lives.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们觉得我们的今天的环境很艰难。
So, brothers and sisters, if we think our current condition is very difficult,
我们为了我们的工作能不能保住，我们忧心忡忡。
We kind of worry about whether we can keep our life, jobs.
为着教授，为着老板，在后面一直堆督促着我们要做出成果来，忧心忡忡，甚至睡不着觉。
We kind of anxious because of the push of our advisors.
我们怎么办呢
？What should we do?
你要想到摩西的母亲。
You need to think about Moses' mom.
一个希伯来的妇人
，a Hebrew woman.
在众人的信心都软弱的时候，她刚强。
Her faith was strong, even others are very weak.
她就把摩西藏了三个月，并不怕亡命。
He kept Moses for 3 months.
因着她的信心
，because of her faith,
保住了这个孩子的生命
，the boy's life was preserved.
保住了他全家的生命。
And also, the whole household was preserved.
也给所有整个以色列人出埃及带来了曙光。
And also, bring a hope to Israelites that they can come out of Egypt.
因为在这个孩子长大到八十岁的时候
，Because of this boy, when he grew up to 80 years old,
神就差遣他到埃及去，把以色列200多万的百姓浩浩荡荡的、光光荣荣的领出了埃及。
God sent him back to Egypt to lead out his people of two million, to lead out his people from Egypt.
弟兄姊妹，信心不需要很大。
Brother and sister, we don't need to have a big faith.
只要上细菜种就可以了。
As long as it is as small as a seed.
信心是什么呢
？Mustard. What is faith?
信心就是对于那位看不见的神，好像看得见一样。
It is we can see the unseen God.
虽然神是看不见的
，Even our God is unseen.
但是在我们的信心里边，他却比看得见的更加的真实。
And yet, in our faith, he is more real than the things that we can see.
信心就是抓住神的话语做我们的把握。
Faith is to lay hold of God's word as our assurance.
他的话怎么说，事情也一定怎么成就。
The way he says, the things will be accomplished.
所以圣经告诉我们说，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
So that's why the Bible says that faith is assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
我们不要把信心当作是我们到底有没有信心。
So we don't consider whether we have faith.
那这样的话呢，那些很自信的人就占便宜了，是吧？
Then if that's, then those who are confident maybe have advantage.
我们知道地上有很多人，他们是蛮自信的。
We know that there are many confident people.
他们很乐观的。
They are very optimistic.
他们好像觉得天塌下来都不会压到他的。
They are very much carefree.
但是我们的信心不是这样。
But what about our faith?
我们的信心完全不在我们自己。
Our faith is nothing to do with us.
我们可以是很卑微。
We could be very humble.
可以是很软弱。
We could be very weak.
但是我们抓住神。
But as long as we lay hold of God.
我们对于这位信实的神有坚定不移的相信。
We have a firm trust in This is a faithful God.
他是信实的。
He is faithful.
虽然人都对我们失信了。
Even we people lose hope in us.
他仍然是可信的。
And yet he is still trustworthy.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天神在寻找这样的人。
God is seeking people like this.
我们不要再过一个虚假信心的生活。
We don't live a life with a false faith.
因为考验的时候很快就要来到。
Because the test is coming pretty soon.
在我们这一生，可能我们很容易的就遇见一个考验。
In our lifetime, actually, we can run into tests very easily.
我们的家庭
，our family，
我们的身体
，our physical body，
我们的工作
，our job，
我们都很快可能会遇见一些的考验。
We may run into tests very quickly.
但是信心就让我们在这考验的时候，好像能够度过暴风雨的夜晚。
And yet, the faith will lead us into a stormy night.
好像一条船能够在狂风巨浪的中间。因为有主在 船上，就安然的降落。
As if the Lord is on the boat, and even on the stormy sea, we can pass through.
我们所要面临的考验可能是很严峻的。
The test we are going through may be very difficult.
盼望神使我们对他有信心。
May the Lord grant us faith toward him.
信心从哪里来？
Where does faith come from?
同志们，我们如果不去读圣经，我们不有信心。
But then, sister, if we do not read God's word, we won't have faith.
因为主说，信道是从听道来的。
Because God says that the belief is because we hear the word.
听道是从神的话来的。
And that our faith is from God's word.
凡是对神有信心的人，是因为神说过话。
Who are those who believe in God because we have heard God's word?
但是可惜，
but very pitifully,
不是所有读神的话的人都对神有信心。
It's not that those who read God's word have a faith in God.
神何等盼望我们能够像小孩子。
May that each one of us will be like childlike.
我很怀念荣耀很小的时候。
I remember when Daniel was little.
有一次我们到 Corvallis, 就是那个 Oregon State University 去做见证。
One time we went down to Corvallis, the home of Oregon State, to give testimony.
结果他有一个非常心爱的一个小盒子，里面装着几只小蚱蜢。
And he has some kind of small treasure box with some grasshoppers in there.
然后他就随身携带，一起去做见证，然后就忘记了。
And so he carried the box around and on the trip.
当我们已经都开车要回温哥华的时候，他到路上他说：“哎呀，我的蚱蜢呢？”
But actually, on our return trip, he just found out he lost his box. He couldn't find his box.
然后感谢主，我们大家就安慰他。
So we try to comfort him.
那结果他呢？哎呀，他怎么跟我们说了
？And how did he reply to us?
他说：“我相信神一定会让我找到的。”
I believe that God will allow me to find it.
哎呀，这小孩子的信心就是这么单纯。
It's a childlike faith. It's so simple.
这个宣告
，that exclamation，
让他得着了。
Allow him to find it.
很快就有人打电话来告诉我们说，那里有一个 box， 里面有蚱蜢。
And quickly we receive a call saying that they found a box with a few grasshopper in it.
有一次下大雪的时候。
And there's another time, there's a snowy day.
那是在那个华盛顿州的普门。
We were in Pullman, Washington.
礼拜五我们像这里讲就是要去读经了。
On Fridays, we have a Bible study.
哇，结果雪呀，越下越大。
And yet the snow was very heavy.
结果他到外面去看一下。
And so Daniel went out to take a look.
回来跟我们说。
And then later he reported to us.
我要祷告。
I want to pray.
我求神现在把雪停掉。
I pray that God will stop the snow.
然后等到我们回来的时候再开始下。
Okay, the snow will continue after we return from the Bible study meeting.
我想他心里面是想说，隔天他可以玩雪。
I think he was thinking, then he will have enough snow to play with the next day.
非常的奇妙。
That was a very miraculous thing.
我们都预备好要上车的时候，真的雪就停了。
And when we were ready to get on to our car, the snow stopped.
然后就我们回到家的时候，雪又下了。
After we returned home from the meeting, the snowing resumed.
我们常常跟他提起这件事情。
A lot of time we remind him about the matter.
像孩子一样的信心是何等的重要。
Childlike faith is so important.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的头脑很麻烦。
But and sisters, our brain, our mind is a troublesome sometimes.
知识是信心的仇敌。
Knowledge is the enemy to our faith.
经验是信心的仇敌。
Our experiences could be enemy to faith.
眼见也是信心的仇敌。
The things that can be seen also the enemy to faith.
除非我们要愿意把这些东西都放下。
Unless we are willing to put aside the things.
信靠神。
By just simply
回到圣经里面去看，他曾经为人类成就何等伟大的事。
Return to his word to see what a great work he has done in human history.
所以当以色列人陷入一片愁云惨雾的时候
，So as the Israelites were in the sadness,
感谢神有这样一个妇人。
We thank our Lord that there was a Hebrew woman.
对于亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神有信心。
She has a faith to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
而且他算了一下，到了摩西就是第四代。
And she did a little counting, and two Moses, then that was the fourth generation.
雅各是第一代。
Isaac was the first generation. Jacob was the first generation.
利未是第二代。
Levi was the second.
摩西的父亲暗南是第三代。
Moses' father was the third.
然后摩西是第四代
Moses was the fourth.
所以这一代应该是要出埃及的
So for Moses' generation it's a time for them to to leave Egypt.
信心是因为神曾经应许过，他们一定要离开。
Faith is based on God's promise.
所以他就不怕王命把他藏起来。
So she was not afraid of the edict of Pharaoh, and she
到三个月不能再藏的时候
，till the end of the third month,
神给他一个智慧。
She gave her wisdom.
圣灵给他一个感动。
The Holy Spirit gave him a moving.
用蒲草做了箱子。
She made a wicker basket.
然后再涂上这些这个像现在的这个沥青啊、柏油这样子。
And she put on tar and pitch.
然后就把它盖好，就放到尼罗河旁边的一些芦苇的这个丛的里头。
And she put on the cover and then put a basket into the weed area to the bank of the Nile.
我们知道，没有一个母亲会丢弃她吃奶的婴孩。
We know that no mother would like to forsake her child.
我们的神也是不会丢弃我们。
Our God would never forsake us either.
表面上看起来，好像这个母亲把这个孩子送到死地。
In the apparent externally, it seems the mother was putting the child to death.
但是，那位他所信的神，他相信一定会保全这个孩子。
And yet, the God she believed in, she has a faith that God will preserve the kid.
他知道法老的女儿常常会到这个河边来洗澡。
She knew that Pharaoh's daughter will come to bath at the Nile.
他心中的期望是能够被他看见。
Her hope was the boy can be seen by her.
能够得到他的怜悯。
So that the boys could have a mercy from Pharaoh's daughter.
孩子的病可以被保全。
So the boy's life can be preserved.
我相信在他的心中。
I believe in her heart.
还有一个意念。
She also had another thought.
即使这个孩子没有这样被保全。
Even the life of the boy cannot be kept.
神仍然有办法把以色列人带出埃及。
God still have his own way to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
感谢神，神照他第一个愿望成全了。
We thank the Lord that God fulfilled her hope.
所以当法老的女儿打发这些婢女们把盒子、把这个蒲草箱拿过来的时候
，So when Pharaoh's daughter asked her maid to pick up the whisker basket,
打开一看，圣经说摩西就哭了。
And when they opened the cover, Moses cried.
我相信这也是圣灵的感动。
I also believe that that's the work of the Holy Spirit.
因为一般呢，三个月大的小孩啊，应该还不太会认人。
Because when a kid is about 3 months old, probably she cannot recognize people.
大概呢，谁抱啊？只要有人呢，这个爱他就可以了。
The boy will be satisfied as long as he is held.
但是当摩西看见这法老女儿的面的时候呢，他居然就哭了。
And yet, when Moses saw Pharaoh's daughter's face, he cried.
在神奇妙的安排中，这一哭就使法老的女儿产生怜悯的心。
It's in God's arrangement that touched Pharaoh's daughter's heart.
这是希伯来人的孩子。
And she said that this is one of the Hebrew's boys.
然后聪明的米利安，摩西的姐姐，就赶快跑过来。
And Miriam, Moses' sister, came over.
说，我可不可以找一个奶妈来帮你奶这个孩子啊
？Could I find a nanny for you to take care of the boy?
感谢神，神又感动法老的女儿说，那太好了，就请她来帮我奶孩子，而且呢，我要付她工价。
And thanks to the Lord that God also touched the Pharaoh's daughter's heart, and he agreed. And he also will like to pay wages.
好像已经献出去，已经。丢掉的孩子，如今又回到母亲的怀抱。
As if the boy was given up, offered up, and yet now is returning to his mother.
我们知道这个做母亲的心，那是何等的喜乐。
I think that will bring much joy to the father.
从那天开始
，So from that day on,
尽心竭力的来教导摩西。
She nurtured and taught Moses.
一直到有一天，圣经说摩西渐长的时候，就被送到法老女儿那里去。
And to the point that Moses was sent back to Pharaoh's daughter.
这中间我们不晓得经过多长。
I don't know how long that period was.
但是很可能就是到了摩西已经可以学埃及这些学问的时候，他就被带到皇宫里面去，开始教他这些数学啊、化学啊、建筑啊这些东西。
Probably to the point that Moses has understanding and was able to learn, so he was sent to the palace.
摩西的母亲就把握这段黄金的时间。
So Moses' mother just laid hold of that period of time.
把他所认识的神多多的教导这个小孩。
To teach Moses about God she knew.
让这个孩子在还没有接受世界的洗脑之前，对于独一的真神这个真理有确定不疑的相信。
Before Moses was contaminated by the world, he already got a firm belief about this true loving God.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
如果你的孩子是生长在基督徒的家庭。
If your kids are raised at a Christian family.
那是莫大的福分。
It is a great blessing.
我们要好好的教导他。
We need to teach them well.
我们要多多的把神和我们神对我们的恩惠告诉他。
We need to tell them about God and God's grace toward us.
但是摩西终究是要到王宫去。
But at the end, Moses still need to go back to the palace.
法老的女儿从第一眼看这个俊美的孩子之后，就再也忘不掉他。
Pharaoh's daughter couldn't forget Moses.
就定义要收他为儿子。
So she would like to take him as son.
所以有一天命令传过来了，摩西要被还给这个女啊法老的女儿。
So one day Moses was to return to Pharaoh's daughter.
我们可以想到这位母亲心中的不舍。
We can imagine how his mother couldn't let go.
虽然皇宫比他的这个寒舍要好太多了。
Although the palace was much better than their home.
虽然做法老的女儿比做他们自己的儿子要幸福多了。
Although being a son of a Pharaoh's daughter is much better being their own son.
但是在母亲的想法里。
And yet, from the mother's thinking.
她宁可自己来带这个小孩。
She was so willing to raise the kid.
她要为神那个永远的旨意把这个孩子抚养长大。
She would like to bring the child up according to God's eternal purpose.
她巴望神的旨意能够借着这个孩子成就。
She has a desire that God's purpose can be fulfilled through this kid.
所以在送走摩西的时候。
So when she sent away Moses.
我们知道做母亲的心里边的伤痛。
We can kind of imagine the sorrow in his mother.
她也许在最后叮咛一下小孩。
So she might give the final words.
你是希伯来人。
You are Hebrew.
你的神是耶和华。
Your God is Jehovah.
你的同伴们是这些做奴工的。
Your companions are in hard labor.
然后为他做最后一个祷告。
And she might just give him the last prayer.
再次把他信托在他所信的神手中。
Again, to trust him into the God,
in the hands of God. 直到摩西在皇宫那个大门的后面消失。
As Moses disappeared after the gate of the palace.
这个母亲之后，我相信她没有一天间断为这个小孩的祷告。
I believe his mom continued to pray for him.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
因为有这一位不怕亡命的母亲
，Because this mother was not afraid of the edict of Pharaoh.
有一天摩西要离开埃及的时候
，So when Moses was about to leave Egypt,
圣经说他离开埃及并不怕王怒
，And he said, Bible says that he left.Without fearing the Pharaoh's anger.
王的病和王的愤怒都是会叫人死的。
Both either edict or the anger of a Pharaoh will put us to death.
但是在全能神的手中。
And yet in the hand of a mighty God.
我们信心得到了安息。
Our faith can find rest.
我要跟大家分享一个故事。
I would like to share with you a story.
当英美要离开他的家到台北去打篮球的时候
，When Sister Deborah was about to leave home to play basketball in Taipei，
那天晚上，我的岳母就把她叫到跟前来。
The very last night, my mother-in-law called her，
流着泪跟她说
，And she said to her with tear，
说，妈妈没有什么可以给你。
And she said that I don't have much to give you，
但是我要送你一本圣经和一本。圣诗
But I would like to give you a Bible and also a hymn book.
你把这两样带到台北去。
You bring these two to Taipei.
无论你以后有多忙
No matter how busy you will be.
或是你打球多成功
Or how successful you will be.
你不能离开神
You cannot leave God.
因为你离开神的时候，就像一条鱼上了沙滩，只有死路一条。
Because when if you leave God, it's like a fish out of water on a bank. There's the only way for it is death.
母亲短短的充满了智慧和信心的话。
The last word was full of wisdom and faith.
就铭刻在英美的心中。
These words imprinted deeply on our sister's heart.
虽然在这之前，她对于神实在是很模糊的。
Prior to that, she didn't have much understanding of God.
自己也还没有重生。
She was not yet born again.
但是母亲的话却帮助她，好像一条线拉住了这个生命。
And yet, the mother's words helped her, and like a string tied to her heart.
所以打球很累，很苦。
The playing basketball was very tiring, very difficult.
可以说每天读书打球就是精疲力尽。
She became exhausted by playing basketball and also studying.
但是她没有停止去聚会。
And yet she never stopped gathering with other saints.
甚至于她跟教练讲说，礼拜天一定要让我去聚会。
And to a point, she said to her coach, "I have to go to Sunday meetings."
即使那天下午、那天晚上有比赛，也请你让我去聚会。
Even we might have games in the evening, allow me to go to a Sunday meeting.
教练有一次就觉得说这个比赛太重要了，你应该好好在家里练球，中午休息，晚上才可以打得好。
One time the coach told her that because the game was so important, you better spend your morning and afternoon to take a rest and then prepare herself for the game in the evening.
就劝她不要去聚会。
So he encouraged her not to go to the meeting on Sunday.
结果那一次，英美时代，我忘记的是怎么样了，到底是受伤了还是怎么样？就是那次呢，只是一团糟。
So, I couldn't remember the details, but our sister just got injured or.For some other reason, the game, she didn't play very well in that game.
是受伤吗？她受伤了。
She got injured in the game, so the game didn't go very well.
从那一次以后，她的教练呢，不敢在礼拜天留她了。
So, because of that, her coach didn't dare to keep her on Sundays, not going to the church.
带着母亲的叮咛到了台北。
She brought mother's words to Taipei.
有时候实在太困了，到聚会里面她就打瞌睡。
Sometimes she was so tired, so she slept in the meetings.
但去打瞌睡总比没去好。
But it's better to sleep in the meeting than not going.
你来祷告聚会，你没有祷告总比没有来好。
It's the same will apply to the prayer meetings. It's better for you to come to sleep and than not coming.
凡是来到神面前的。神都神的约纳。
Whoever comes before the Lord, God is pleased to God.
但不是说我们以后都可以来这里睡觉了。
It's not saying that we can come to here to sleep.
我们希望我们的渴慕胜过我们的睡意。
Pray that our longing will overcome our sense of sleepiness.
英美进了球队以后，他就用妈妈给他的信心跟神做了两个祷告。
When Sister Deborah was on the team, she made a prayer request.
他说：“主啊，求你让我打完三年的时候就被选上国手。”
She said that after 3 years of practice, allow me to be selected to be on the national team.
神啊，让我打球没有退休以前，不要有任何男人来打扰我的感情生活。
Before my retirement, don't allow any man to disturb my basketball career.
等到我退休的时候。求你为我安排，你给我一定的先生。
Right after my retirement, please choose a husband for me according to your will.
他可以跟神做了这两个约定。
So he made those two covenants or requests before the Lord.
中间虽然有三次，因为是在练球，是在练得非常非常的、非常的、非常、非常的挫折，非常沮丧。
Although there are three incidents, she feel very much frustrated.
三次这个卷着铺盖就要回家去了。
In those three incidents, she would like to go home, didn't want to continue.
但都被留下来。
And yet she was kept.
第三次之后她说再也不要走了。
And after the third time, she said that I will stay. for now.
靠着信心继续地打下去。
And by faith, she will continue her basketball.
从一个不会拍球的人，到三年后，神真的让她选上国手。
Well, so in the beginning, she didn't know how to dribble, and but after 3 years, she was selected to the national team.
这不是人的能干。
So this is not from man's ability.
这是信心的果效。
This is a fruit of faith.
那英美从那以后，她就把三写在这个手上。
So after that, she wrote three on her palm.
她怕自己忘记，她曾经跟神祷告三年当鼓手。
She afraid that she might forget the promise or the prayer request he made before the Lord. 3 years he wanted to be on the national team.
如果洗手洗不见了，他重新洗上。
If the number three is washed away, she will again put three on her palm.
我每次想到他这个的时候，我都想要激励自己一下。
Now, every time I thought about this, I would like to encourage myself.
我说主啊，让我也能够稍微进步一点嘛。
Lord, allow me to improve a little bit.
不要让我每一次讲道都那么辛苦，好像我都做不到什么东西讲。
Don't allow me every time when I share, it seems hard for me to grab some points to share.
不要让弟兄姊妹听得难过，没有收获。
Don't allow brothers and sisters seems a hard time listening to my sharing.
但是我好像都忘记写这个了，所以好像一直没有什么进步。
It seems that because I forgot to write a number on my palm, I haven't seen much improvement in that area.
今天再提醒一次。
So this is another reminder to myself again today.
神是信实的。
Our God is faithful God.
他知道我们心里面最深处的愿望。
He knows the deepest desire in our heart.
所有一切与神有关，与他旨意有关的，神都乐意成全。
God is so willing to accomplish things related to His purpose.
借着这个简单的信心。
By this simple faith.
英美就把它用在她整个的球场上。
Deborah applied that faith to all her basketball career.
弟兄姊妹们。
The brothers and sisters.
你生活的范围。
The sphere you live in.
你工作的环境。
In your workplace,
就是你经历神的地方。
It's the place that you can experience God.
经历神不是在一个天空，还是在太空。
Experience God is somewhere out of this space.
是非常实在的，脚踏实地的跟随他。
It is it's very real. Step by step, you follow Him.
能够一直相信那位看不见的神是信实的。
To the point we can see that the unseen God is trustworthy.
所以当他们代表台湾要出来打一个国际比赛的时候。
So as the national team was about to represent Taiwan into an international tournament.
他在跟神提出一个不可能的要求。
So she made another seems an impossible request before God.
他说主啊，让我们到那个国际比赛拿冠军。
The Lord please allowed us to win the first place.
台湾出来的时候一向都是拿最后一名。
Actually, prior to that, Taiwan's team is always in the last place.
那个都是台湾的连队，就是最好的精英队，都打最后一名。
Actually, prior to that, the Taiwan's team was a kind of a combination of the best of all teams.
啊，他们这一次
still in the last place.
是自己的母队，那阵容是各不整齐的。
And for that particular time, the team they have is from just one team.
只有两个是有经验的国手。
In that team, there were only two experienced players.
有三个是刚刚第一次选上的国手。
And there were three were just the first time elected to the team.
所以的国手呢，就是先发这五个而已，其他的都不是国手。
So the 先发五个 ，the star okay the stars okay so there's a five of them are the start players. Yeah, and all others just backup.
但是他的信心就要抓住神。
And yet, our sister's faith laid hold of God.
所以那时候因为很幼稚啊，她跟神用一个打赌的方式做。
And yet, our sister was still pretty naive, so she kind of made a bet.
但是神看重的是她那个真诚的心。
And yet, God cared about the sincerity in her.
所以他就说，是吧？如果这两场他说拿冠军，然后那两场比赛，如果他能够拿最高分的话，他就一场奉献150。
Okay, so the first is they're going to win the championship,、mm-hmm. and then if the for two games if she can the could be the higher scorers, then she will offer $150
each game
for each game.
然后那个如果拿冠军的话，是要奉献10,000。
Oh, if the team gained the championship, then she will offer $10,000.
那一万块呢，要他赚好多个月才有的，所以他就先把300块就寄回去教会了。
Because the $1,000 is a sum of many months of wages, so to start with, actually, she just sent $300 back to her church.
结果来到美国，他们经历过最严寒的天气，冰天雪地。
And when they arrived in America, it was a very severe winter.
在 Omaha, Nebraska 那里打球。
The place was in Omaha, Nebraska.
对手是美国、加拿大和墨西哥。
And the teams in the tournament was a American team, a Canadian team, and Mexican.
过程我就不讲了。神真的非常的信实，听这个小女子的祷告。
I will skip the details, but the God really listened to this little woman's prayer.
然后让他们拿到冠军。
So they got the championship.
那晚上睡觉的时候
，So at night,
有一位在梦中跟她说
，Someone spoke to her in her dream.
说你寄来的300块钱我收到了。
I already received the $300 you sent.
你也两场得最高分。
You also scored the highest for two games.
因为那个记录员呢，正好跟他同寝室，所以他就马上就醒来，就马上去翻记录簿。那个 records。
Okay. So actually, the recorders doing the records were actually in the same room with her. So she got up immediately and opened the records.
然后他发现，他前两场都是得24分，都是两个队的最高分。
And she found out that she got 24 points for those two games.And then, actually, that was a higher score for both teams.
弟兄姊妹们
So, brothers and sisters.
当神做事情的时候
When God did His work,
他要让你知道那是他做的
He will allow you to know that it is His work.
24
24
两场一样
It's a 24 for each game.
要显明是他的作为
So, it reveals that it is His deed.
那这下因为心就更大了
So, to that point, our sisters has a bigger heart.
他跟神求整个北美、中美、南美循环比赛35场全要打赢。
So she has made the request that she would like to win 35 games throughout the tournament from North America all the way down to South.
这是台湾从来没有的记录。
And they Taiwan has never had that record before.
不要说篮球，就是其他的项目也没有过。
They never have that kind of record for any sports.
特别篮球是跟这个高度是非常有关系的。
Especially difficult for the basketball because there's something to do with your height.
他站在这些美洲球员的前面，他们个个都好像是矮人一样。
So actually, for the Taiwan's national teams, when they stood before these Western players, they were like dwarfs.
但是这些矮人就站在巨人的身上。
Yeah, and yet they stood on the shoulder.On the giants.
因为我们的神就是那巨人。
Because our God is that giant.
什么人信靠他，什么人就能够经历他的大能。
Whoever believes in him, they will experience his mighty work.
因为神在不可能的情况下，让他们经历35场的全胜。
So in very impossible scenarios, they experience the winning for all 35 games.
我们知道，不是他们这一队特别好。
It's not that they were the best team.
也不是英美特别好。
It was our sister was the best player.
正如同不是摩西特别好而所以能够为神成就大事。
It's just like Moses was not the best one so that he could accomplish God's purpose.
那是因为他们都用一个像孩子一般单纯的信心来信靠这位神。
It is all because they have a very simple childlike faith to believe in him.
能够把他们和他们的一生都交在神的手中。
They were willing to offer themselves and all their lives into God's hand.
弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们还有更多的事情要成就。
We have many things to accomplish.
神不在乎球赛的。
God does not care about basketball.
神在乎的是我们这个人。
God cares about us.
神也不是在乎我们的工作，也不是在乎我们其他的生活。
God doesn't care that much about our jobs or any other details in our lives.
虽然他也很愿意在这些方面都帮助我们。
Of course, he is willing to help us in these areas.
但是所有这些点点滴滴的经历，那是要指向这位看不见的神。
And yet all the experiences in the various areas in our life will point us to this God who is unseen.
让我们的信心能够生根在神的里边。
So that our faith can be firmly established in Him.
我们能够一直信靠他到底。
We can trust Him all our lives.
对不起，我们时间到了。
I'm sorry that our time almost up.
对，我们只能停在这里。
We will stop here.
啊，我们就和弟兄姊妹们，我们再来把刚才那首信心的歌唱一次。
We will again sing the hymn we just sang.
431
431.
唯知道我所信的是谁。
I know whom I have believed.
啊，我们来唱三节。
We will sing three stanzas.
唱一三五好吗？
1, 3, and 5.
那我们从现在开始，不仅信靠他，而且是一直的盼望他的回来。
From this point on, let us to trust in Him, but also waiting for His return.
那我们所有的预备，就是来迎接主耶稣的回来。
Then all our preparation is prepared for His return.
成就他的旨意。
To accomplish His purpose.
好，我们大家一同起来唱一三五。
Stand up and sing verses 1, 3, and 5.
唱完之后，我们再有点敬拜和祷告。
And after singing, we will have some worship time.
I know why God's wondrous way to me has been made known, nor why I'm worthy as I am, He claimed me for His own. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to kill that which I have committed, and to Him against that day. I turn to the precious miracle, convincing man is born, revealing teaching through the world, creating the way through. But I know I am believed and persuaded that He is able to kill my wish and commit it unto Him against the day. I do not with her should be glad, my soul will surely die. 到底我当经过试探，我将空中立足，未知道我心不离世，因前也随心，他是真是吗？朝向来我心可灭的，到全面直到那日。
在祷告的时候
Brothers and sisters, as we pray,
如果我们的信心需要主的加强
If we need to be strengthened in our faith,
我们向他祷告
We pray to Him there.
如果我们正遇到又大又难的事情，我们没有办法应付
If we cannot deal the things that seems too big and too difficult for us,
我们把它交托给神
Let us give that to the Lord.
无论是什么
Whether, no matter what it is,
神都要去听
The Lord will listen to our request.
然后单单地相信他。
We just trust in Him simply.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，感谢你，感谢你，主啊，你是何等的信实可靠，你愿意把最好的给我。主啊，但愿我们用单纯的信心依靠你到底。
也
受你为救主之外，主啊，以你为我们的主，一生，主啊，我们就是好好的来跟随，好好的来接受，好叫我们所有一切的愿望都从主那里成全。主，我们的恩主啊，向我们的心说话，继续带领你的教会。主啊，我们最宝贵的就是要成全你的旨意。求你且垂听我们。 样的祷告。哦，早点回来，谢谢你，荣耀的神啊！哦，除掉我们心中的疑惑，哦，帮我们带去影响孩子们的信心。感谢你，教会真是一直信，能够站立在仇敌跟前，大胆的神，谢谢你，哈利路亚。主，我们满心感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you with our whole heart.
因为你是信实可靠的。
Because you are faithful and trustworthy.
你说，我们纵然失信，你仍然是可信的。
Although we are faithless, and yet you are still faithful.
主，让我们当初接受你的那个信心。
Lord, may the faith when we first believe in you
能够如火被眺望起来。
Be ignited, be flame, a flame in us again.
主啊，把我们因着经验，因着知识，因着眼见所造成的障碍挪开。
Remove all the hindrances are caused by our knowledge and experiences.
主啊，把我们制作的像孩子那样的单纯。
Lord, give us a simplicity just like a kid.
用一个像孩子那样的信心，专一的信靠你。
We can trust in you wholly with a childlike faith.
感谢你愿意在生活中与我们同行。
We thank you for walking with us in our life.
你曾应许我们。
You have promised us.
你们要先求神的国和神的义。
We shall seek your kingdom and your righteousness.
所有其他一切需要的东西，主啊，加给我们了。
And all the things shall be added unto us.
但愿我们弟兄姊妹们都能够过一个无忧无虑的生活。
Lord, pray that we can live a life that is free of anxiety.
无论我们正遇见什么样的艰难。
No matter what kind of difficulties we have.
也许是高山。
It may be like a mountain.
也许是低谷。
Maybe we are in the pit.
也许是黑夜。
Maybe we are going through a night.
主啊，带领我们因信能够重见光明。
I pray that the Lord we can see light by faith.
我们能够达到神要我们达到的那一岸。
We can obtain to what you have prepared for us.
主，让我们所经历的信心。
Lord, may the faith that we can experience you.
能够应用在你永远的旨意上。
Could be applied to your eternal purpose.
我们今天所渴望的。
Lord, what we desire today
是你的旨意可以成就
is your purpose be fulfilled.
我们每一个人可以被磨成你自己的形象
Each one of us can be conformed into the image of a
教会团体可以成为基督的身体
And the church could be the body of Christ
满有基督身体的见证
Full of the testimony of Jesus Christ
主啊，带领我们像带领摩西的母亲
Lord, lead us just in the way that you led Moses' mother
带领我们像带领摩西
you will lead us just the way you led Moses
要使我们能够信靠你
so that we can trust in you
经历你
we can experience you
与你同工
we can co-work with you
成就你永远的旨意
to fulfill your purpose
谢谢你听我们的祷告
thank you for listening to our prayer
奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名
in Jesus' most precious name we pray
Amen,
Amen.